Ari. जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, ओ जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, ओ गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ऐसी ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्रीनाम संकीर्तन की। नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण वेडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 5, Chapter 11, Text 12, Chapter entitled Jada Bharat Instructs King Rahugna. Text 12. Shetragya eta manaso vibhutir jivasya maya rachitasya nitya avirhita kvapi tirohitascha shuddho vichashte yavashuddha kartu. You can repeat after me. क्षेत्रज्ञ एता मनसो विभूति जीवस्य माया रचितस्य नित्या आविर्हिता क्वापि तिरोहिताश्च शुद्धो विचष्टे यवशुद्ध कर्तुः क्षेत्रज्ञ एता मनसो विभूति जीवस्य माया रचितस्य नित्यः आविर्हिता क्वापि तिरोहिताश्च शुद्धो विचष्टे विशुद्ध कर्तुः क्षेत्रज्ञ एता मनसो विभूतिर् जीवस्य माया रचितस्य नित्यः आविर्हिता क्वापि तिरोहिताश्च शुद्धो विचष्टे यवशुद्ध कर्तुः एनीबडी वांट टू रिपीट द वर्स क्षेत्रज्ञ एता मनसो विभूति जीवस्य माया रचितस्य नित्या आविर्हिता क्वापि तिरोहिताश्च शुद्धो विचष्टेय विशुद्ध कर्तुः मतजिस् क्षेत्रज्ञ एता मनसो विभूतिर् जीवस्य माया रचितस्य नित्यः आविर्हिता क्वापि तिरोहिताश्च शुद्धो विचष्टे अविशुद्ध कर्तुः ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन द इंडिविजुअल सोल बेरेफ्ट ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस हैज मेनी आइडियाज एंड एक्टिविटीज क्रिएटेड इन द माइंड बाय द एक्सटर्नल एनर्जी दे हैव बीन एग्जिस्टिंग फ्रॉम टाइम इमोरियल Sometimes they are manifest in the awakening state and in the dream state. But during deep sleep, unconsciousness or trance, they disappear. A person who is liberated in this life, Jivan Mukta, can see all these things vividly. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 13.3, Kshetradnyam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. There are two kinds of Kshetradnya or living beings. One is the individual living being and the other is the supreme living being. The ordinary living being knows about his body to some extent, but the supreme Paramatma knows the condition of all bodies. The individual living being is localized and the supreme Paramatma is all-pervading. In this shloka, the word Kshetrajna refers to an ordinary living being, not the supreme living being. The ordinary living being is of two kinds, Nityabaddha or Nityamukta. One is eternally conditioned and the other eternally liberated. The eternally liberated living beings are in the Vaikuntha Jagat, the spiritual world, and they never fall into the material world. Those in the material world are conditioned souls, Nityabaddha. The Nityabaddhas can become liberated by controlling the mind because the cause of conditioned life is the mind. When the mind is trained and the soul is not under the mind's control, the soul can be liberated even in this material world. When it is liberated, one is called Jivan Mukta. A Jivan Mukta knows how he has become conditioned. Therefore, he tries to purify himself and return home back to Godhead. The eternally conditioned soul is eternally conditioned because he is controlled by the mind. The conditioned state and liberated state are compared to the sleeping, unconscious state and the awakened state. Those who are sleeping and unconscious are eternally conditioned, but those who are awake understand that they are eternally part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Therefore, even in this material world, they engage in Krishna's service. As confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami, Iha Yasya Harer Dasye, if one takes to Krishna's service, he is liberated. Even though he appears to be a conditioned soul within the material world, Jivan Mukta Sa Uchyate, in any condition, one is to be considered liberated if his only business is to serve Krishna. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Suratau Pango Mama Manda Matergati Matsarvasva Padambojo Radha Madana Mohano Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpadrumada Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanastav Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prishthalibhi Sevyamano Smarami Srimandra Sarasarambhi Vamshivata Tatastita Karshan Venu Svaner Gopi Gopinatha Shriyestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshaha Shunyavadi Tarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namine Shri Varshabhanave Devi Daitaya Krupabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vidnyana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojvala Premadhya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinata Tarine Shri Rupanuga Viruddhapa Apasiddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba Rasambode Padambujayate Nama Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhava Bhumestvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhoma Shri Jagannathayate Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya कृष्णाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायिने कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरद्विषये नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So I welcome all the devotees for today's morning Bhagavatam class. Today is the second auspicious day of the holy month of Adhik Mas, Purushottam Mas, and we are reading 5th canto, 11th chapter entitled Jadabharat's Instructions to King Rahugana. And today's verse and the purport by given by Srila Prabhupada, it matches the theme of the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. It is Purushottam Yoga. So we'll try to discuss today's verse based on Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter. Also, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given wonderful explanation of this, the activities of a material mind and activities of a self-realized person in his book Krishna Samhita. So we'd like to discuss from there also. I would like to seek prayers of all the devotees so that I could speak something on this subject. Hare Krishna. So the verse is Kshetrajna Eta Manaso Vibhutir Jivasya Maya Rachitasya Nitya. It's simple to understand also. Kshetrajna. So here the Kshetrajna, as Prabhupada writes in the purport, there are two types of Kshetrajna, because there are two types of Kshetra existing. One is this universal existence and one is the existence of an individual soul. So that's why there are two types of Kshetrajnas. The Supreme Lord, who is all pervading, he knows everything. He is called all cognizant, and the jiva is cognizant of his own body and in a very limited sense. So he is also the kshetrajna, who knows this kshetra. So this verse, it speaks about the living entity kshetrajna. Kshetrajna eta manaso vibhutir. Now Supreme Lord performs various pastimes, he has various incarnations and unlimited spiritual world. But how jiva expands into this material world, a tiny insignificant soul, jiva, expands in this material world. So it is explained, manaso vibhutir. By the conditioned living entity, with the help of his mind, expands into this material world. Manaso vibhutir, jivasya maya rachitasya nitya. And how the mind expands? It expands under the control, or under the who is under the illusory energy of the Lord, Maya Rachitasya. And how long jiva has conditioned? It is that Maya Rachitasya Nityaha. Nitya, it means regular, but here Nitya means like Prabhupada writes in the purport, Nitya Baddha and Nitya Mukta. So one can translate Nitya Baddha as that living entity is eternally conditioned. So Nitya Baddha means, it doesn't mean that, this word Nitya means when the jiva has become conditioned is not known. That's why it's called as Nitya Baddha. So jivasya maya rachitasya nitya. And what happens, this, the mind of a living entity is, it goes, when I say mind, please consider as consciousness also, because Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, it explains the chitta, the consciousness. And this consciousness is expanding into four things. The chitta again expands into chitta, ahankara, mana and buddhi. And so this is one chitta and it has the different functions, and so we divide it into four. Right? So here is avirhita kvapi tirohitascha. So it is said these vibhutis of the mind, it sometimes appear and sometimes disappear. So when these appear, It appears during the awakened state. And when does it disappear? During the sleep? No. During the unconscious state. So, avirhita kvapi tirohitascha and shuddho vichashte hi avishuddha kartu. So, this work speaks about the two types of personalities or the minds or the activities of the two types of personalities. One is the activities of a material mind and the activity of a self-realized person. So this avirhita and tirohita, it happens for a conditioned soul. But the activities of a self-realized person, which Prabhupada writes in purport as Jivan Mukta, it does not exist for him. So, in this purport, Prabhupada writes that there are three states of consciousness of a jiva. That is, awakened state, sleep, which is called as jagruta, swapna, shushupti. This verse speaks to shushupti, but Srimad Bhagavatam and Upanishad speaks this also, turiya. And Srila Jiva Goswami says, there is turiya tita. So, let's try to discuss this. So, jagrut, okay. The jagruta stage of a conditioned soul means he is active. Now here jagrut doesn't mean that one is enlightened, enlivened or is self-realized. That is spiritual jagruti. The jagruti state which is explained for a jiva here is a jagruta state means, like for example, we all are active, we are awake. So in this active state, there is always a constant exchange of senses and sense objects. We perceive things and we react accordingly. So this is called a jagruta stage where a person is physically active and is just an external state. The second is stage is swapna, which is called as a dream. So in the dream, externally these senses are not active, or physically the senses are not active, but still they are active. That's how scriptures mentions that in dreams sometimes a person may be seen chased by a tiger and he starts sweating. So he actually sees the tiger in dream and he sweats, right? But his physically body is inert or inactive, but still the senses are active. So that is called as the stage of swapna. It is also an ignorant stage because still the material mind has contamination and it identifies itself in the body. Even though the body is inactive, body is inert, still the conditioned living entity identifies himself with this body and suffers, even in the dream. Then there is a third stage, Shushupti, which is explained as deep sleep. Like Nimaila Prabhu was also mentioning, Shushupti is a stage which is also called as Yoga Nidra. Mahavishnu is in Shushupti, he says. And it is a deep sleep which actually relaxes our body. So whatever amount of rest we take, like he mentions that 30 minutes of sleep is enough for a body if we get Shushupti for 30 minutes. But hardly we get few minutes of Shushupti in whatever hours of rest we take, and that nourishes our body. But this Shushupti is called as the deep sleep. In that deep sleep, the mind is not agitated. The mind is calm. And all the impressions on the minds are not present that time. And that's how a living entity can undergo deep sleep. That is called as Shushupti. And Turiya is a stage, because if you see this, Swapna is in mode of ignorance, Jagruti is in mode of passion, because we are active, we are awake, the senses and sense objects are struggling, we are moving, dispassion. Swapna, we are ignorant in sleep, but still the senses are active. Shushupti is a deep sleep, where mind and senses are quiet. And Turiya is where the living entity is beyond the goodness, that is called as Satogun or a Turiya stage. And Srila Jiva Goswami says, Turiya Tita is the stage of Prema. That is the when one develops the love for the Supreme Lord. Because Turiya state can also be achieved by the impersonal Brahman realization or those who want to merge in Brahman. That Turiya stage can be attained, but Turiya Tita is the stage of Prema. So when I was reading this purport and translation, one thing came in mind. Now here it is mentioned, Swapna is in mode of ignorance. And I thought, many times we experience dreams, okay? Can somebody give some examples of an authorized dreams? Why I'm using this authorized word? Because everyone gets a dream. Sometimes person may say, not to judge anybody, but I have seen Krishna in my dream. I have seen Guru Maharaj in my dream. Or my Guru Maharaj has instructed me this in my dream. Which may be true, But I just thought of contemplating more on this dream aspect. So, can anybody tell some authorized? Yes, Guruji. Yes. So, we saw that Shripad Madhavendra Puripad, he got not once, but many times the dreams of the Lord. Lord himself was manifesting in front of him, offering him a sweet rice, or sorry, offering him a milk, and then coming in his dream and telling that I'm hiding in some place and you please take me out from there. Any other example? Yes, very nice. Srila Prabhupada, he got in dream that Siddhanta Swami Thakur told that it's a time for you to take sannyas. Because why I am asking this? Because you are going to understand now this all these stages, because Prabhupada is talking about the liberated jiva and the conditioned jiva. And we could see the liberated souls also doing all these four things. Then the Jagrut, Swapna, and so how to understand that? Any other example? There are so many examples in our scriptures about at least I'll contribute one from my side. That is, Srila Sanatan Goswami getting a dream the day before, some effulgent Brahmana coming and giving him Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was very moved. But what happened next day? The same person comes and gives Srimad Bhagavatam to him, right? To read. And Srimad Bhagavatam is very dear to Srila Sanatan Goswami. He says, Madeka Bando Mat Sangin Mannatha Man Mahadhana Man Nistaraka Mad Bhagya Madananda Namostute. So the Bhagavatam is very dear to him. Madeka Bando, Bhagavatam is my friend. Madeka Bando Mat Sangin, my constant companion. Matsangi, Mannatha, my master, Maddhanam, my fortune, Mannistaraka, my deliverer, Madbhagya, my fortune, and Madananda, my happiness. And that Srimad Bhagavatam was given to him. And he got Bhagavatam first in dream, and then it came in person also. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very nicely he explains in his book, Krishna Samhita, that there are five subject matters of Bhagavad Gita: Ishvara, Jiva, Karma, Kala, and Prakriti. So, there is, with the time and karma, there is interaction between Prakriti, Jiva, right? And there is Ishvara, who is above, controlling all these three things. So, he explains that Supreme Personality of Godhead has three energies. What are these? The three energies of the Lord. Okay, Antaranga, Bahiranga, and Ladini. Antaranga, Bahiranga, and Tatastha Shakti. So there is one more spiritual manifestation of three energies of the Lord. Yeah, there is a Samvit, Sandhini, Samvit, and Ladini Shakti. So he very nicely explained. First time I came across this understanding. It's not only Lord has these three potencies, because Ishwara, Paramah, Krishna, Sachidananda, Vigraha, Anadir, Adir, Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna is mentioned as Sachidananda. What about soul, jiva? Is jiva Sachidananda? So then he refers very nicely, he gives nicely that how, what is the sat, chit, ananda potency of a Supreme Lord? What is sat, chit, ananda potency of the living entity? And what is the sat, chit, ananda potency of even the Prakriti? And how it interacts in this world. So he writes, we all know the three potencies of the Supreme Lord. In short, I'll just tell. By the Sandhini potency, first he writes is Abhidha Satta of the Lord, by which Lord manifests His eternal beautiful form. Then His Sangini Shakti, Srimati Radharani, which is a part of spiritual Sandhini Shakti. And that Sandhini Shakti expands into the spiritual abode and all the paraphernalias. Then there is a spiritual Samvit potency. That's why what is called Nitya Siddha Bhaktas. The Samvit potency of the Lord is the eternal knowledge of the relationship with the Lord. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, till there is interaction between the Samvit and Sandhini, emotions can't appear. So there is a Lord, there is a paraphernalia, there is a spiritual world. Until and unless they have the relation with the Lord, how the emotions will appear. And that's how first there is Sandhini, there is Samvit Shakti, and this Sandhini interacts with the Samvit. But there is one more potency of the Lord, that is Ladini potency, that is Srimati Radharani, which is the pleasure-giving potency of the Lord. So these are the three potencies of the Supreme Lord: Sandhini, Samvit, and Ladhini. Now, Jiva, being the part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has also been given these three He's also having these three energies in minute forms. That's why they say, like Srimad Bhagavad Gita, it says, one should surrender into the internal potency. So, first time it came into my reading that this Sat, the Sat potency of the Jiva, the knowledge, he writes, those who are unable to recognize what is auspicious and what is inauspicious and who engage in sense gratification do not accept subordination under the spiritual potency and thus live independently. They traverse the path of fruitive activities while wandering in the material world, which is difficult to leave after once entering. So the Sat potency of a Jiva, Jiva is also an eternal part and parcel of Krishna. He forgets his eternal identity. He wants to separately enjoy from the Lord, and then he is being conditioned in this world. And then what is the Sandhini? So now as Supreme Lord is enjoying his spiritual pastimes in the spiritual world by his Sandhini, so for the Jiva also, this material world is created. So that he tries to enjoy under the illusory potency in this world. And what this Sandhini energy, because of Jiva's desire to enjoy, Lord created all the planetary systems. Right from heavenly abodes to the hellish planets. All these abodes are created by Jiva's desire to enjoy. And Sandhini is like which provides the Jivas to stay and tries to enjoy the illusory happiness. And then he writes about the Ladhini Shakti of a Jiva. So this is very interesting that why there are some people who want to merge with Krishna. Why there are some people really just want to have the impersonal relation of Krishna. So he writes that the Jiva who does not want to establish relationship with the Lord, who does not want to serve the Lord, that Ladhini, the aspect of Ladhini, just restrict himself to just experience the bliss of Brahman. And he cannot go beyond that. So this is Jiva's, the Lord has given this Ananda potency to Jiva, through which he can experience bliss at two levels. One is, there is some bliss even at the level of self-realization. That is, I am not the body, I am soul. And that's how Prabhupada mentioned in this purport, that Jivan Mukta, he does not identify himself with the body. And so he does not get affected by those bodily miseries. So just realizing self as different from the body, there is some bliss out of it. Also, if they advance further, they try to understand the super soul. And then there is some happiness of a Jiva knowing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul. But further he writes, so who can derive the highest bliss in life? Who can derive the real happiness in the life? So he writes, until and unless Jiva subordinates to the Ladini potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he will not be attracted to the eternal pastimes of the Lord. Because even in this material world, there is happiness even at the sense level. That's how the people engages in this material world, in the happiness. Even though Krishna says that the happiness in the material world is for the foolish people. But still, why? Because it gives some pleasure. But what is the disadvantage of the material pleasure in this world? It has the beginning, it has the end. And it's temporary. So then Jiva or the soul is looking for the eternal happiness. Na teshu ramate buddha, Krishna says. And so thus this intelligent soul who surrenders, who subordinates unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and takes shelter of the Supreme Lahadini, then he can get the eternal pleasure or the eternal happiness. Then he explains that how the Prakriti's Samvit, Sandini and Ladhini expands. So he writes, when the external potency of the superior energy interacts with Sandhini, it spreads the conception of nationalism. So now, because as soon as a Jiva identifies itself with the body or this Prakriti, then he starts identifying, oh, I am person of this country or I am in this species, like that. So he starts, this is because of the Sandhini of the external energy. And what is the Samvit? So because Jiva wants to enjoy, then he is given this mind. Because today's topic of discussion is mind. So because of this Samvita Shakti of Prakriti, Now, what is the equivalent for the samvit shakti of Prakriti? Because what is so nice, and samvit, it appears same. Like there's external energy, there's internal energy. So if we say samvit of the Supreme Lord, so what do you will call the samvit of the external energy or the Maya? Because there is some knowledge in the material world. This is nations. Even though it's knowledge, Prabhupada writes that the scientists, they are discovering things, they're trying to understand its material nature, but they are going away from Krishna. It is all nishans, avidya only. So what the samvit potency of Prakriti is producing is avidya. No, you are body. You will enjoy. You will get happiness in this world. You try hard. You will get. So this is samvit. And the ladini aspect of the external energy manifests as attachment to material objects. Krishna bhulia jiv bhogavancha kare nikatastha maya tare jhapatiya dhare. So this is the ladini of the external energy. So this is how the jiva has two options. Either to surrender unto the Supreme Lord and become subordinate to the Supreme Ladini, or he gets affected by this Ladini of the material or the external energy of the Lord. So when we were discussing about these dreams and the reality of these dreams, so I was just thinking why these dreams are real. Because these exalted souls, they have taken the shelter of the Supreme Ladini, or they have taken the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's how the dreams of conditioned souls can't be accepted, because until and unless one subordinates the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his devotees, one cannot experience that supreme bliss. So this is the state of Swapna. And now next, Prabhupada writes, the eternally conditioned soul is eternally conditioned because he is controlled by the mind. So let's discuss something about mind. So how this, like I was discussing with Sarvatma Hari Prabhu, and very nice point he just gave us in reflection, he said that when we hear Maharaj or devotees, immediately we get an idea, oh, I got the key now, what should be done? And if I do this, I can overcome these things. But immediately we get succumb again. Why? Because of this mind. So this mind is like, I remember he is telling, our Sudama Prabhu was telling. He says, man moji maya ka fauji. So when one tries to enjoy mind, you are just trying to get the temporary happiness, and you become the soldier in the army of maya. You are no more on the side of Krishna. Why? Because you have surrendered completely unto maya. I remember because he gave this seminar in Nigdi once about mind control, and he says, jo don ka sunta hai wo donkey hai, aur jo man ka sunta hai wo monkey hai. So he says, why this chanchala hi manha Krishna? He says, why the mind is compared to monkey? Because we always listen to our mind, and mind always keeps fluctuating. But how to control this mind? Because this eternally soul is conditioned eternally by this conditioned mind. So how to control this mind? Like I remember His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj in his Brahmotsav class, he was telling that we can't achieve Krishna just by our sadhana. And he said that even though we have this highest philosophy of personalism, one cannot overcome this impersonalism unless a person has a character and proper relationship with each other. Then only we can become the personalist devotee of the Lord. So similarly, until and unless we surrender our mind unto Guru, we cannot control our mind. So like Bhagavad Gita, it explains, Raga Dvesha Vimuktestu Vishayan Indriyesh Charan Atma Vashyer Vidheyatma Prasadam Adhi Gacchati. So Raga Dvesha Vimuktestu. Now what is required to control the mind? Raga is attachment, Dvesha is repulsion. So both things has to be given up. Raga, attachment, and dvesha. So one should not be attached to sense gratification, one should not be detached. Then what one should do? He says, Atma Vashyer Vidheyatma. One has to control this mind. Atma Vashyer Vidheyatma. Now this Vidheyatma is like the Vidhi Bhakti or Vaidhi Bhakti, which has to be followed under the guidance of spiritual master. Atma Vashyer Vidheyatma Prasadam Adhi Gacchati. and then that person will get the mercy of the Lord or will be able to control the mind. So I was just thinking why it is difficult to control the mind. Sometimes intellectually we are convinced about something. Balvan indriya grama vidvansam api karshati, Bhagavatam says. The person who is making mistake is not that he is ignorant. There can be a person who is ignorant will make a mistake. But even the person who has intelligence, knowledge, he is succumbed by his mind. Why? So, the answer to this, what I found, these are my questions in my heart, and I found the answer to this is, when I was reading this verse 2.59 of Bhagavad Gita, very nice, this verse is commented by Baldev Vidyabhushan and Vishwanath Chakri Thakur. The verse is, Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina rasovarjam rasopyasya param dushtva nivartate. Why the mind is troubling? The function of mind is experience of happiness and distress. The function of intelligence is to discriminate. Now, even if we have read scriptures, even if we have got knowledge, we have understood what is wrong, what is not, what is good, and we got that discriminative power, still we are unable to make the right decisions. Why? Because of mind. Because mind has previously stored the experience of getting some pleasure of that activity, and it gets succumbed to it. So it says, Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinam. Now, what one way of controlling mind is? Vinivartante, Vishaya vinivartante. For example, if somebody wants to fast, better don't see the prasadam only. If you don't know what is cooked, you will not be much agitated to it. So one way of controlling, right? Vishaya vinivartante, niraharasya dehina. Do not provide the senses, the sense objects to enjoy. By that, one can control the senses. But can we control for a long time? No. Vishwamitra Muni tried to do that. And he was succumbed. So just by keeping away the senses, away from the sense objects, as soon as the senses comes in contact with sense object, again there will be the fall of a mind. So what next Krishna says? Raso varjam rasopyasya. So it's not that one has to keep away the sense objects from the senses, but one has to give up the taste for that sense object. Now how is it possible to give up the taste for the sense object? So he says, param drushtva nivartate. Until and unless a taste for the higher object is experienced, how one can give up the taste for the lower object? So, Srila Vishwanath Chakri Thakur says, one who refrains from eating also stops the sense objects from functioning, but the desire for enjoyment remains. Having seen the Paramatma, one can stop the desire as well. So, this param drishtva nivartate will happen only when one experiences the spiritual bliss. I remember one of the examples from the Art of Living, Art of Chant, the Living Name book of Sachinandan Swami Maharaj. He says, when we chant the holy names of the Lord, not in a proper mood or a mood of developing relationship with the holy name. So he says, the holy name is active, the holy name is powerful, but it's like you are seeing the Chappan book or the feast of the Supreme Lord in a picture. For example, for sponsorship in no Seva office, we put a very nice pictures of Lord's Rajbhog Thali. You know how the Lord is offered different bhogas. And just by seeing that picture, can we be satisfied? We can only be satisfied when we get the Mahaprasad in hand. And when we taste that prasad, then only we will be satisfied. So similarly, he says, until and unless we develop that relationship with the holy name, pray to the holy name, we cannot experience the effect of chanting. Now, understanding the conditioned state of mind, and in spite of trying so much to regulate this mind with all our endeavors to practice sadhana bhakti, still struggling. And so, one of the best method is to take, as we have seen, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, to take the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The energy of the Supreme Lord, and one of the way of taking the shelter is offering our prayers. And so there's a beautiful prayer by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, like he prays, विषये जे प्रीति एबे आशय आमार सेई मत प्रीति हौक चरणे तुमार. सो रियलाइजिंग आर स्टेट दैट डेफिनेटली देर इज सम अट्रैक्शन ऑफ द सेंसेस फॉर द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स एंड सो ही इज प्रेइंग विषये जे प्रीति आबे आशय आमार. ओ माई लॉर्ड वॉट एवर अट्रैक्शन आई हैव माई सेंसेस हैव फॉर माई सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स लेट मी डेवलप दैट अट्रैक्शन फॉर यू. And definitely there will be difficulties. So he says, Vipade sampade taha thakuk samabhave krame krame vriddhi hauke namera prabhave. Because there will be difficulties. And there will be some good times, bad times. Vipade sampade taha thakuk samabhave. And then he says, krame krame vriddhi hauke namera prabhave. And just by gradually chanting the names of the Lord, we can take the shelter of the Lord and purify ourselves. So this verse explains about the activities of a material mind and activities of a self-realized person. The mind of a conditioned soul is in either it will be in a awakened state where he is physically active, or in a sleeping stage where his senses are inactive physically, but in mind it is active. But the Sushupti is in the stage of goodness where is a deep sleep, and Turiya is the above mode of goodness. And this eternal Jivan Muktas, they are not affected by this external stimulus. They remain equipoised. So since this is Adhik Mas, Purushottam month, and devotees chant, read and meditate on the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, so Lord Shri Krishna, he also explains this, the mind, that how this mind traps a jiva in the material world. He says, Parsha Rasna, that all these senses, Adhishthaya Manaschayam Vishyanupa Sevate. So how, because this chapter, it explains the journey of a jiva. Generally this chapter is chanted even somebody leaves the body. Why? Because this chapter explains right from the creation of the material world, Urdhva Moola Madhashakham, then how the jiva is bound, Karmanu Bandhini Manushya Loke, and then it explains about the spiritual world also, Natad Bhasete Shuryo. But then it explains that how the jiva is struggling with his senses and the mind being the highest, Adhishtaya Manaschayam Vishyanupa Sevate. So, Manaeva Manushyasya Purva Rupani Shamsate. Whatever we desire, that desires are stored in our mind. And mind is like the software. So, because of this mind, one gets the next body. And that's how Krishna explains that, as Prabhupada and this verse explains of two types of living entities, so Krishna also explains that there are two types. Dvavimau Purusho Loke Sharashchaksharevata Sharha Sarvani Bhutani Kutastam Akshara Uchate. Krishna says there are two types of living entities. The Shara means who are like succumbed to this material world and who fall down, or conditioned souls. Like Prabhupada likes writing Nitya Baddhas and Nitya Bhuktas. So Dvayimau Purusho Loke Sharashcha Aksharevacha. Shara is those who are succumbed to this material world. Aksharas are like the Jivan Muktas. But he says that Purushastvamanye. And there is also the Supreme Lord, the Super Soul, who is beyond these two living entities, who is controlling them. And one who knows this knowledge will take the shelter of the Supreme Lord and perfect his life. So this is the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Thank you so much for your patient hearing. Hare Krishna. Any comments are invited. Hare Krishna. Please forgive me for any mistakes or if I couldn't make any point. Hare Krishna.